My name's Julian Mears. I am the chair of Queen's Promenade Friends, which was a community interest group that I founded 3 years ago to look after the promenade and to bring local people together for a common focus, a common project, to make the promenade a nicer, more pleasant place for the enjoyment of the community.
What made you think I need to get involved with this, or this is something that needs doing?
I'm passionate about the river. I'm passionate about the look of plants, flowers, and I'm passionate about community. And I like organising things. Professionally, I come from an organisational background. And I thought, oh, this might all fit together, worth giving it a whirl. I thought I'd give it 6 months, and here I am 3 years later. So something's perhaps sticking, and something I still enjoy getting out of bed for.
It looks beautiful. How do you get all of your plants, benches, there's paving, we're sitting in a beautiful little office. How has this all come about?
This has all come about. I was lucky to find this is caretaker's hut where we're sitting at the moment, which worked very well as a sort of canteen area. Most importantly, also as our tool area and our lavatory. And around it, we've created the pocket park. And the pocket park has been created from donations from the community, lots of plants and pots from the community. We've also been donated many thousands of bulbs from a company called Taylors of Suffolk. And between that sort of mix is coordinating all those factions, as it were, together and hoping something sticks or comes up in the right place for the enjoyment of all.
And how many volunteers do you have on a regular basis?
On a regular basis, I would hope to have 15. And usually there might be half a dozen to 10 per session, depending on what we're doing. Sometimes we have special days whereby we might be planting a whole hedge line, or we might be completely smartening up the entrances or doing a major planting up, in which case I'd put the call out to get as many as possible. But other than that, we go along with our regular volunteers, and it works out well that way.
And what's the plan for the future? Obviously, keeping this as it is and tending to it, but what would you like to see ideally over the next year or so?
The next year, we very much want to, at the moment, we are self-funded. So we want to get a donation process going. The information, we'll get that out to everybody in the next month or so. We also want to, there's a little area down, and there's another area down the promenade, which we're going to call the Italian Garden, because it's near the Italianate Catholic Church. And it's a whole area that needs reviving, like we have other areas. But at the moment, it's just covered in ivy. But underneath the ivy, there are these Victorian terraces, and there are palms. Palms surrounded by lots of ivy. So it's an area that really needs a lot of love, care and attention.
Can you tell me a bit about the promenade? Because I know it was opened by Queen Victoria, but then it sort of did decay. It's only really since you've been here that it's coming back to life. What would it have been like in Victoria's day?
In Victoria's day, it was very important, really, because it was commercially, it was constructed by the man who built the big villas on the Portsmouth Road. And as part of owning one of those villas, you were able to use the promenade that had been constructed. There's a tale, apocryphal, I'm not sure, that someone very cleverly diverted Queen Victoria's carriage when she was on her way into Kingston, but she diverted it down the promenade so that she could actually open it to everybody. How true that is, I'm not sure. But it has obviously, judging by pictures of that area, it looked absolutely amazing, astonishing. And so since that time, a lot has happened. And of course, they did have a regular caretaker working out of the place where we're sitting at the moment. Though that has obviously changed with cutbacks and things over the last couple of decades. And when we found it, it was incredibly overgrown and in a terrible state. And that was part of the fun of the project of renovating and putting life back into it again and discovering all these amazing things under the ground. We found everything from Victorian pavers, which we've reused. Everything is reused. Nothing is thrown away. Everything is upcycled or recycled. We've made seats out of old church pews. We have found lots of old Victorian fencing, which we dug up, de-rusted them, repainted them, reset them. And there are three or four benches that have been totally renovated as well. So it's a process of using the old, but creating, you know, a look for 2022, which we hope people appreciate.
And if people want to get involved, they're listening to this and thinking, I'd like to go and volunteer. How do they go about that?
They can write into an email, queenspromenadefriends@gmail.com, or perhaps look at our website, which is queenspromenadefriends.org, and you'll find all details on that.
Lovely. So, thank you, Julian. Right. That's great. Thank you.